Welcome to the third episode of Greeting Mashiach. My name is Simcha Fish, and that's Levi Palachenko. And in this episode, we're going to discuss the Rebbe's first Maimer Bas Lagani. It's around Yud Shvat time now. That's obviously on everyone's minds. And the mission the Rebbe began and started in this famous first Maimer. And where it all came to a head to in the famous Sicha of Parshas Noach, Tovshin, Nun Beis, more than 40 years later. So, Bas Lagani, this is, as I sit in 770 and learn. So, in the upstairs aisle, so, every 5 seconds, somebody's coming in with some tour of 770 with their Baal Batim. And they walk in, they pointing around, like, oh, this is where the boys used to learn. It's like, we're still learning. And they always say, oh, this is where the Rebbe said his first Maimer. Obviously, most people don't know. They have to try to explain to them Maimer, Rebbe, the whole business. They're trying to explain. It's like, this is where it happened. This is where the Rebbe said Basi Lagani. This is so to speak, our whole identity was decided, so to speak, at that moment already. So what happened there? The Rebbe describes how Hashem creates the world in order to, the Shekhinah wasn't the world, and then through seven Avedis it left, like we mentioned previously, and then seven Tzaddikim brought it back down. But then the Rebbe started talking about Chabad in particular, that there are seven Rebbes in Chabad, and starting with the Alter Rebbe, the Mitzvah Rebbe, the Tanach Tzedek Rebbe, Marash Rebbe, Rashab, until the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Maimer the Friedrich Rebbe gave out, that was bound to be given out for his for his soon to be a stalker, so he give it out, ahead of time. It should be given out then. And this was this Maimer Bas Lagani, which discusses this whole topic. And the Rebbe says that now we're now in the seventh generation. Our generation are tasked with a job to really, actually, finally bring the Shekhinah back down to the world. The Alter Rebbe started this final descent of the Shekhinah into the world, and it's our job to finish it. And the cry during the Fabrengen, and the Rebbe said how we didn't necessarily want this job, we didn't ask for this job, but it's the job that's given to us. And this was a pretty massive deal, because the Rebbe basically was saying that this is going to be the last generation of Golos and the first generation of Gula. A statement that Rebbe repeated many times later, but this is really the essence of the statement, that we are going to bring the Geula. It's after thousands of years in Golos, the Rebbe was saying, in no uncertain terms, this is it. We will do it, brothers after us, the rich and others. Like the song goes, right? We're going to do it. And this is mind-blowing. And in a sense, ever since they say Rav Soloveitchik, when he saw that Maimer, he said, oh, this guy thinks that he's Mashiach. Already then, he was able to see clearly this is where this is headed. This is not going to be another Rebbe, another nice guy. The Rebbe is going to be something we've never seen before. This is not going to be a regular ride. And indeed, the Rebbe started making, the Rebbe told us, don't stick any birds in your pockets, which I suppose means don't kid yourself. You're going to have to do the work yourself. This isn't going to be easy. I'm not going to be some Pelush Rebbe who's going to take care of you and you won't have to do anything. We have serious, real, actual work to do, and we're going to get it done. And the rest of the Nesius, it was very systematic. The Rebbe sent out Shluchim, and the Rebbe had a plan of action, a plan of attack. He was going to bring the Geula. And that really changed the whole Chabad trajectory till then. Whereas till then, every Rebbe had their thing. The Alter Rebbe obviously started the whole thing with teaching Chassidus in a way that we could understand in Chabad to re-internalize it. And the Baal Shem Tov says Mashiach asked Mashiach when will he come, and he said when your wellspring spread forth. And so what does Chutzah mean? So the Alter Rebbe's Chassidut meant to the Nefesh HaBahamas, or maybe to the Misnagdim a little bit. And each Rebbe had a different Avodah. And then came the Rebbe and took Chutzah to such a crazy extent, literally sending out Shluchim to conquer the entire world. So we're coming again this year, Yud Shvat. We obviously get refocused on our dedication to the Rebbe, our connection to the Rebbe, on the mission that started it all of actually bringing Mashiach down into this world. You have any thoughts to share with us, Levi? And what this means to you, and
what it means to me. Well, so obviously, you know, we learn the Maamar Basra Legani every year, and each one has a different focus from the original Basra Legani. But throughout there's this concept of this is it. Right, like you said, we're finishing it. We're not going past me. We're stopping. We're finishing the mission. And yeah, like you said, the whole Nesias was towards that end. That we're the last generation of Golos, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. But something interesting that the Rebbe says: not only are we going to be the last generation of Golos, but we're also going to be the first generation of Geula. I think that's also like something powerful that the Rebbe said. It's not just we're finishing the job. It's not just we're going to end it. We're going to do all the things that we need to do. Rather, we are going to also reap the reward, so to speak. We're going to have our cake and we're going to eat it too. We're going to make the cake. We're going to work hard on doing all the things. But then we're also going to be the first generation of Geula. Like, the statement is just a mind-boggling statement. Like, pretty wild. And you see that, and I think you know, the in that Maamar that I've said, how, like you said, I'm not gonna do everything for you. We're gonna work hard. We're gonna work together. We're gonna do it. We're gonna be the ones to do it. And I think that's why the Rebbe was so, the novelty of the Rebbe was so great, was because he wasn't about, oh, it's an avoda for lemaila. It's a big thing, I'll teach you Chassidus. I'll give you things to do. No, the goal, achieving the goal, the Rebbe gave to us pretty much. What was he? He was there to facilitate us achieving the goal. This is my understanding, obviously, but all the other Rebbeim, it was like they were doing their Aveda, and we wanted to be included in it. So they gave us. They said Maamarim. They said Sichas to give us things to do, but like to help. Right, or for our personal avoda, right? Daven for hours, and learn Chassidus in order to better ourselves, to better the world. But it wasn't the avoda of the people. It was avoda of the Rebbe, and we were Chassidim of the Rebbe, right? Like the famous.
Yeah. What are you gonna...
The statement of I think it's Jonathan Sacks, know that the Rebbe didn't create followers; he created leaders. What does that mean? Meaning that it wasn't the Rebbe's mission, and we were helping in that mission. We were followers of that mission. The Rebbe was creating. The Rebbe was giving us. The Rebbe was empowering us. Right. That's the famous thing of Chabad, is empowerment. You're the leader. It's your job. It's your. You have to do the work, and that was the Rebbe's biggest thing, to us to do the work.
So I think that right there's an element of that for sure that. The Rebbe tasked us with actually, you know, doing it ourselves. But there was also a total bittul to the Rebbe that I don't think, and dedication to the Rebbe, and connection to the Rebbe, that I don't think you had either in previous generations. Because in previous generations, obviously, I'm not no doctor on souls to tell you how it works, but there was more of a focus on personal avodah. You know, it's not a bad thing. That was the job then. Like, you have the story, and the Rebbe, in a sense, was there to facilitate, to help you out, do your Aveda, which is obviously true. The story of, I forgot who, a famous chassid, he was on his way to wherever it was, either Liadi or Lubavitch, when I don't remember when the story happened, and it was a whole big schlep to get there, and he had to make a Valagolig Meshuggah or something. Eventually, he's on his way, and he got Fachap and David, and the Valagolig was like, all nervous because he told him the night before, we have to leave early in the morning. There's a cheshbon, and this guy's sitting there davening for hours. And you know, he only came on tonight that he was gonna daven like a, you know, not so long. And after the whole business, when he finished davening, he's like, okay, let's go back home. He's like, what happened? He's like, the whole reason I wanted to go to the Rebbe was to help me out, but I could daven to work, so I don't, you know, so to speak, I don't need him anymore. So that whole story doesn't really resonate, sitting today. It's like, what? But there was a time for people. I obviously he was a person of stature. He wasn't a regular, you know, regular chassid. Again, I don't remember who it was, but it was different. It was a different time. It was a different aveda. Not that we shouldn't daven today, and that not that the Rebbe is not here to help us with our aveda, but there's a much greater mission, and for the sake of that, we needed to be involved and get on the task force and really make it all happen. Put in the work and put in the hours. Yeah, and Taka, we had to become shluchim and then go all over the world. And it became almost like, yeah, this is normal. Yeah, Chabad. We're all over the world, you know. It's like you have Chabad and Coca-Cola. But it's really a very novel concept that you're looking in Jewish history, you don't have, you know. One of the qualifications for Mashiach is whether he's Yaakov Kol Yisrael, that he compels all the Jewish people to keep Torah and mitzvahs. You know, who did that in history? Chizkiah did it, and Hashem wanted to make a Mashiach. He was literally the king, and he forced everyone to learn Torah and do mitzvahs by the edge of the sword. Quite literally, he was the greatest king who ever was. But how many people throughout history had a handle on all of the Jewish people to compel them to keep Torah and mitzvahs? And the Rebbe took that job. And I think it's no stretch to say that the Rebbe has impacted and affected a change for the better, a thought of tshuva, a spark of Judaism in literally every single Jew. I don't think that's too much of a stretch. So through his whole sphere of influence. So that's pretty amazing. And that all started.
Yeah. We're going to celebrate it, or we just celebrate it. Depends when you're listening to this. But yeah, so I think it's pretty crazy that, you know, a lot of people don't sit and think about the world at large. I think as Bachim, I know this is the feeling that I get when I'm in yeshiva and I'm talking to Bachim, or at least as I can remember, in yeshiva you're in the bubble of avoda b'kach atzmai, right? You're learning, you're davening, you're doing your thing, but then there's also this, you know, every once in a while you'll go out and you'll do the shlichus because we're in Der HaShvi at the end of the day. But a lot of people, when they learn the Rebbe's Maimarim, when they learn especially this Maimar of Basi Lagani, it's not, they don't think about so much how like explosive it is that the Rebbe is saying. And almost every single sicha that the Rebbe said was explosive in one way or another. And like what we'll speak in a few moments, the sichas that the Rebbe said in Tavshin and Beis are each one of them on its own is world shattering, is paradigm shifting, all the different synonyms that I can say, but a lot of people miss that from the Rebbe because they're still in a world of avoda and like, you know, what's the Rebbe saying, what's the chachma of the Rebbe, what's all these different things that you can take out of the sicha. But I think, and this is from having conversations or listening to shiurim on sichas, it's not explosive. The Rebbe is not exploding things because the Rebbe is saying Rashi sicha, the Rebbe is okay, a chiddush here, a chiddush there, but these are chiddushim like chiddush Torah, not like world events and like the Rebbe explaining how the world is different. I feel like it gets lost in translation.
What do you mean? So explain
so
your
like
point.
So like this minor, like what we're saying, like what you just said, and what I attempted to say on with regards to the Basi Lagani. Like I don't see many people talking about it in such an explosive way.
So the Rebbe's sichas are or not world shattering?
They are world shattering. But many don't see it as world shattering because they're not seeing it that way. They're not using those eyes. They still think that the Rebbe is like a Rebbe, is a Rebbe, and I'm a chassid, I'm a follower.
They're not realizing that it's much bigger. Yeah. A few years ago, a bunch of different biographies of the Rebbe came out. There was the Telushkin version of the Rebbe, and there was the Chaim Dalton version of the Rebbe, and then there was Then Steinsaltz's version of the Rebbe. How many Rebbes are there? Everyone obviously has their own version of the Rebbe. But I think a more accurate biography of the Rebbe is the Rebbe's own words. The Rebbe was from before he went to Cheder envisioning the Geula. This was, if you want to say, one driving force throughout the Rebbe's whole life. It was the Geula, so much so that when the Rebbe didn't have it, he says Mashiach is not here yet. In the, you know, the famous Sicha in Koyach Nissen, the Rebbe says, all my efforts, I've been lehavo v'lerik to get you guys out of Gullus. The Rebbe was talking to you guys are not out of your personal Gullus. You're not getting the job. The whole thing is lehavo v'lerik. It's not working. We don't have the Geula. What do you mean? The Rebbe did so many things. Lehavo v'lerik. You could argue exactly what the Rebbe was saying. Chad Nesicha, and maybe we'll talk about it a different time. But it was crazy. Like nothing. Really, it's all worth nothing. There was when you have a Chassidus explains when you have a Ratzon, if even one thing is missing from it, you don't have the Ratzon. It's not you can't have 99% of a Ratzon. You either have it, you don't. Are the gut or they're garnished. And the Rebbe was all about Geula. That's why, you know, people said, okay, you know, you did this. So it's like, okay, so it's great, do more. We're not there yet. You know, we have work to do. Do you see the Geula here? Then we have work to do. It's never over. Yeah, whenever we finish Rambam, I feel like we should get like a week break to like till we start over again. It's like, no, you might get right back into it. Yeah. And that theme goes through the Rebbe's whole Nesiyas. And you can always find, you know, one of the other things Mashiach does, Yilchama Kamas Hashem, the Rebbe, like nobody else, is fighting throughout the whole Nesiyas, whatever it was, fighting the wars of Hashem. Famously about Eretz Yisrael and the fighting for what's going on there, and Miu Yehudi. And if you just listen to Sikhas, everything coming up from this, you know, oftentimes you don't know what the politics then, but the Rebbe is clearly advocating, pleading, begging, screaming, talking, asking to whoever will listen to fix all of the problems in Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe was the one who cared for every single Yid, wherever he may be. It was the Rebbe's responsibility. Everyone else was taking care of their corner of the world. The Rebbe had on his shoulders, I mean, there's no shortage of stories, the weight of the entire Jewish people. The Rebbe's Moshe Rabbeinu. And such a dynamic leader like that, throughout all of history, at least certainly in recent history, the Rebbe stands out as a real Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah.
Very interesting. You mentioned the Sicha on Koyach Nissan and how Taked, it's either all or nothing. The goal is the Geula. If the Geula is not here, then what's the point? Taked Lehev of Larik. And it's very interesting. The Chassid, like, you have a lot of Shluchim, or the majority of Shluchim, the majority of Chassidim also. Like, the way they speak is very, they took what the Rebbe said to heart. And they try very hard. That Mashiach is not here, we have to do more. There's obviously more to do if we don't see the Geula in front of our faces. There's obviously more to do if we don't have world peace. There's obviously more that needs to be done if we don't have all these things. And it's actually very inspiring because, like, yeah, we took that even though we don't have the same drive that the Rebbe had from Yom Halchil Cheder and even before that. By the way, that just those words is telling on how strong the Rebbe's desire for this and want for this was. That what does it mean? Yom Halchil Cheder v'gam Kodem L'Chein. Like, it means that Yom Halchil Cheder, officially before you go to Cheder, you don't really have an education. What's your education? Your education is whatever your parents told you, like stories, the abrach here, abrach there, whatever your mother gave you. When the Rebbe is saying, from the day I went to Cheder, even before that, it's an atzmistika thing. It was in his very essence. So not all of us have the same desire and the same drive, like, oh, it's all or nothing for the Geula, but we all have the same perspective, which is, Mashiach is not here, the Geula is not here, we got to do something else. Now, not necessarily is going to be a driving force in life, but it's going to be something that we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss, right? After October 7th happened, everybody was like in a frenzy, and a lot of shluchim and everybody was like, this is either it has got to do, be connected to the geula, or it has to be something that shakes us to the core to make us do something to bring the geula. You got to do something else.
Yeah. And this, Lubavitch was always, since at least after Yud Shvat, fakocht and obsessed with Geula, and there was always, you know, understood or rumors that the Rebbe, it was assumed by the Chassidim that the Rebbe was Mashiach. I just saw yesterday on Gem a video from Toshim and Vav, a TV cast. And the TV reporter said that the Rebbe doesn't have any children, but a lot of people in Chabad are not concerned about this, because they believe the Rebbe to be Messiah. So it's not going to be, this is Tashim and Vav. This was, it's on Gem. You can see it. This is par for the course. The father says, remember growing up, he wasn't Chabad, but, yeah, like, you know, the Lubavitchers were crazy. They thought the Rebbe was Mashiach. This was obvious. This was understood. The goal of Shlichus, the goal of it all was always, whatever was going to happen, the goal was to bring Mashiach, to bring Geula. That was on everyone's mind. Avram Fried, when he first came to Yossi Green to make his first album, so Yossi Green, you know, tells him, so, you want to make songs, what are you all about, what's your thing, you know, what are we writing songs about, what's the vibe? And he's like, I'm a Lubavitcher, I'm a chassid of the Rebbe, so what's the Rebbe about? No Jew will be left behind. Like, that's what it's all about. We're all going to leave Galus. That was obvious. Like, that's Lubavitch. That's a chassid. That's the Rebbe. And, yeah. So we're the last generation of Galus. So the question becomes, so how long, it's been a few years, like they say. So how long is a generation? No, how long is a generation?
So a generation goes by the leader. This is something that is that there's different opinions, but generally, especially in Yiddishkeit, the generation goes by the leader, right? The generation of David HaMelech was as long as David was king. The generation of Shlomo HaMelech was as long as Shlomo HaMelech was king. It could be shorter, it could be longer, but It's not about a specific amount of years. It's about the time period, about who the leader is. So obviously, we're still in the generation. We're still in the same generation, but like I said before, when the Rebbe said that the Achin Shel Galus, the Derishin Shel Geula, I think for me, what I see is that it's not two separate generations. Rather, it's the same generation. There has to be some overlap. The Rebbe, his whole thing was to bring the Geula, bring Mashiach, have the Geula and bring Mashiach. I think his frustration in Chaf Ches Nisan was that we've been doing all of this. So many things that we've done, so many initiatives, so many campaigns, Miftzayim, all these things, and still we don't have the Geula. Right, like we said in last episode about the what the Alter Rebbe said about why we're still in Golos, was that there's still nitzutas that still have to be refined, elevated, and after we elevate all the sparks, what was the lashon?
Yavei Mashiach, Mehedav Minu Amen, and Yavei Agoyel, Mehedav Minu Amen. I think was the two lashonis that he used.
Two lashonis. So. I think the frustration was that we're working really, really hard, right? The Friedrich Rebbe already said that la'alta l'tshuva la'alta geula, that we've done everything up to polishing the buttons, I think up to, and then the Rebbe, when the Rebbe chazered those words, the Rebbe said that now we've already polished the buttons, correct? And I think the frustration was that we've had all these things, and we still don't have the geula. We still haven't earned it. We still haven't done everything that we needed to do. And the Rebbe said that what do we need still left to do? We just need to ask. We need to really want it. The Rebbe said, I can't make you want it. You have to really want it. If there should be one, two, three, ein, zwei, drei.
Ein action then.
They really, really want the geula. Really, really want Mashiach.
Yeah, that line in particular strikes me because, and we weren't going to talk about Chol Chas Nissen, but I guess it happened. there's this one, you know, 10 people, 1, 2, 3, all the, what to do, how we're going to do it. So the other thing that can be 1, 2, or 3 people will figure it out. You know, everyone imagines it's going to be that there's these, you know, I don't want to talk about depressing subjects, but I'm sure everyone knows what's going on in Chabad the past week and a half. You know, everyone's blaming things on the leaders. You know, everyone's pointing to him and the leaders. What are the Rabbanim doing? What are the Gabayim doing? What are the leaders? There are leaders officially, but the Rebbe here was, you know, envisioning that it could literally be 1, 2, or 3 people that will figure it out and make it happen. Obviously, everyone will take part, but not necessarily is it going to be so simple, or the establishment is going to have everything right. It's going to be like the Rebbe was telling all the chizmi, you don't have it right. It's not working. What, you know? And maybe 1, 2, or 3 people will figure it out and make it happen. So nobody thinks to quote the Rambam that you can't do it. Says the Rebbe, you can do it. The Rambam says your one action can tip the scales. Like the Rebbe, like the quotes from the Rambam, the power of one action of one person. You have an idea of something you can do to bring Mashiach, something to do to help greet Mashiach. Don't hesitate. You know, everyone figures, you know, there's a plan. There's people, like we said at the beginning, the Rebbe charged every person with the job to make it happen. And really, it comes down to are we going to trust the Rebbe? And this is the last star, Mashiach's happening, and the Rebbe's for real, and the Rebbe's got a pretty good track record of being accurate, even about things that seemed impossible, like the fall of the Cold War, and the end of the Cold War, the fall of the Iron Curtain, and famously all of the Scuds in the Gulf War. And the Rebbe's words came true. Not every single word of the Rebbe came true. So if the Rebbe told us this is the last generation of Galus, this is the first generation of Gula, whatever it means, however long it takes, we can't give up. Either the Rebbe is real and it's true and we have a mission and nothing changed and we have work to do, or etc. And I won't articulate the other option. And even if you have doubts, sometimes, you know, it's been so long, it's so hard. It's 30 years after Gimel Tammuz. If the Rebbe was ever the Rebbe, and obviously the Rebbe is, then we have to take him seriously. And his words ring as true today as they ever did.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we have to definitely be misbeinin on where we stand on that. And
yeah, so we were going to talk about how we made big progress in this regard as of Parshas Neach, but and it's probably not going to be enough time in this episode, so that'll have to be next episode maybe. Unless you have anything else to add on the subject.
No.
Okay.
I think you said it very well. You said it very well. That either the Rebbe is real and true and MS and we gotta get on the train. Like what's the Shem Akunin? No, he said to the lawyer,
he says
the Jewish Federation.
You have three options. You can get off the tracks and move aside. That's fine. You could hop on my train and enjoy me. That's also fine. Or you can stay on the tracks and I'll run you over. That's also fine.
There you go. Pick one. But you have to pick a lane. You have to pick something, and whatever lane you get on, go strong.
So we are wishing everyone Hatzlacha in their Yud Shvat, and we shall have Achdus in Chabad, and Avos Yisrael, and that will lead to the Gulim Mitzvah Shleima with the Rebbe Zasgalos. Take us Mad Mamish. Don't forget to like and subscribe, share with your friends, let us know any questions, comments, or concerns, and Mashiach now.
Mashiach now.
ועד כדי כך המדב גורם מדר עם זול מחי זין יחי המלך.
יאי 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 יאי